if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
My great-grandfather referred to the great Queen Mary as the conquering symbol. And I must say today, let's give a big cheer for our veterans who come to join us here and their service. Bravo!
The voice you've just heard is that of Randolph Churchill, great-grandson of Sir Winston Churchill. Recently, Randolph opened a special exhibition of his great-grandfather's paintings aboard the Queen Mary in Long Beach. And on board for the occasion were a number of World War II veterans who had sailed aboard the Queen Mary from the United States to Europe during the war. One of those was Technical Sergeant William Spurrier, who flew B-26 bombers in World War II. What are your memories of the Queen Mary?
Well, this goes back a long time, so sometimes my memory isn't really very good. But I went over to Europe on Queen Mary in early part of 1945 as a replacement crew member on a bomber. And so there were a lot of replacement crews going over on the Queen Mary, and I was one of them. I was just graduated from high school and went right into the Army at that time. And they trained me for a year and a half to do that, my particular job, and that's what I was on my way over there to do that. So.
And what was your position at the Army?
Oh, well, I was a radio operator gunner on a B-26 bomber.
So, wow.
So fortunately for me, it was the end of the war, and towards the end of the war, because it ended shortly after I got over there. I flew 30 missions before the war ended, which was in April.
In 2015, Sergeant Spurrier would receive France's highest honor for those missions. He was awarded the Legion of Honor Medal. Looking back to 1945, he recalled daily life aboard the Queen Mary.
It was packed. There was about 12,000, more than 12,000 soldiers on it. And fortunately for the airmen, we had a chance to stay in what's known now as the observation bar. And they'd taken the bar out and taken all the tables out and put in tiered bunks, about five bunks high. You had about, maybe 6 to 18 inches, for you to slide in there, and that was your bunk. So fortunately, it was ours, whereas the other troops that were in the rest of the ship, they rotated in and out of their stateroom. Where their bunk, they shared a bunk with the two other guys, and then they had three shifts, and they kept going out on deck, or they'd go to eat, because we had two meals a day. Everything was scheduled, and you had a colored ticket that's when you ate, and only you ate at that time. So it was for us, the young guys, it was a lark, I guess. We knew what we were going to and getting into, but it was quite exciting, especially for those of us that had never been on a ship this size. I lived in Long Beach, and the biggest ship I had ever been on was a Catalina steamer. And so we looked at this huge thing and went aboard, and it was, I can say, exciting, especially when the captain said we're going to zigzag over for the 6 days that it took us because we're going to try to avoid the U-boats. So we'd all gulp and say, well, okay, that's what it is.
That'd be a little more exciting than I would wish on anybody.
Yes, right. But the weather, fortunately, was fairly good there in January, first part of January, fortunately.
What else do you remember very best, besides the bunks and the meal tickets, about being on the Queen at that point in time, about that journey as you were zigzagging?
Well, I don't know that I'd ever heard of the Queen Mary before because, just graduated from high school in sunny Southern California, and I don't know that I... Going on a big cruise ship was not something that kids thought about much in those days. But it was kind of interesting. They had made a sort of pseudo-military police on board the air crewmen. And so we had MP patches on our sleeve, and we could roam all over the ship, which was kind of nice, where the other guys couldn't do that. But you see it much as you see it today, except a lot of the beautiful woodwork and carpeting and everything had been removed or covered up, and all you saw was soldiers and bunks.
Thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
You and I have been listening to Technical Sergeant William Spurrier, World War II veteran who traveled aboard the Queen Mary and recipient of France's Legion of Honor Medal, their highest honor for his service during World War II. I'm Dot Cannon. Today and every day, Over Coffee thanks and honors our veterans, service members, and their families for our freedom. Thank you for listening.